It's been a while since we've heard from brothers Jacques and Frenchy Lepuc, our broadcasting colleagues from the CBC in Windsor, but I'm happy to say they're back with us this morning with a special live report from Winnipeg regarding one of Canada's most prestigious sporting events, the Tim Hortons Brier Canadians Men's Curling Championships. So without further ado, let's go to the brothers Lepuc.
Curling in Winnipeg and Manitoba has always been just a great sport and a great event, and that people were going to support it. Listen to the talk. It will rock totally for a week. Nothing lights your fire like the
legends of rock. Live from Winnipeg, Manitoba, it's the Tim Hortons Brier National Curling Championship, brought to you by Tim Hortons. Always fresh, always ready, eh? And by the Swiffer. What brooms are curling? I'm sorry. What brooms are to curling, the Swiffer is to cleaning. Buy one for the old ball and chain today. Now reporting live from Winnipeg, brother Jacques and Frenchy Lepuc, boys. This is a
CBC special. That announcer strike is killing us. It's what every Canadian-born boy dreams of. Getting to at least second base with Shania Twain? No, ya hoser. Sweeping that perfect rock down to ice on his way to winning a national curling championship.
Sorry, eh?
How's it going, eh? I'm Jacques Lepuc.
And I'm Frenchy Lepuc.
How's it going, eh? And welcome to Winnipeg, Manitoba for the Tim Hortons Brier National Curling Championships. Yes, from Wawa to Ottawa, from Moose Jaw to Montreal, curling fanatics have made their way here to what is considered the granddaddy of all curling championships, Jock. Yet while excitement abounds, Frenchy, sadly there is also an equal amount of despair in the air as word of a steroid scandal in the sport of curling has left a blemish on the festivities. And not just a small blemish, Jacques. It's more like a giant zit that's about to pop the head off the entire sport. For more details, we turn to CBC correspondent Louis Chateaubriand.
Jacques, Frenchy, not since the point-shaving scandal in the 1963 five-pin bowling championships has a scandal so rocked the Canadian sports world,
what
eh?
Wicked,
Curling, what many thought was the last bastion of purity in sport, has been sullied by steroids.
And how did this steroid problem come to light, Louis?
Well, Jacques, one need only look at the abnormally giant wrists on some of today's best curlers to become suspicious. I mean, what else but steroids could make a young man's wrist so big?
I got one idea, Louise, but I'm going to keep it to myself. More for Louis Chateaubriand as details become available. Well, Jacques, can you believe it? Steroids in the game of curling. No, Jacques, I haven't been this upset since last year when I learned that Jeopardy host Alex Trebek had a myocardial infarction. Oh, way to go with the toilet humor, Jacques. Infarction is a heart attack, you hoser. Well, that will do it.
Curling in Winnipeg.
No, they wanted the outro there.
It was the outro.
No,
right?
No.
That's what
go
I typed in.
Curling outro.
What was your sarcastic remark about the announcer's strike?
Now we got the engineering strike. Yeah. That's really putting us in the dumper.
Apparently so. The engineer is trying to find the proper ending on this bit.
All right.
Absolutely need it?
No, not necessarily.
Good. Okay.
More later from the Tim Hortons Brier Canadian Men's Curling Championships here in Winnipeg. But keep it right here. Yeah, because coming up next, Celine Dion makes a guest appearance on Live with Gordy and Kelly on most of these CBC stations. Until then, I'm Frenchy Lepuc.
And I'm Jacques Lepuc.
Now take off, eh?